This is Bird Note. With bird flu on the rise, so are concerns for birds, animals, and even humans. But Dr. Wendy Puryear, a molecular virologist, says that scientists are taking every precaution, including immunization, for the endangered, like the California condor.
A pretty high number were getting infected and were dying from the virus. And when you're talking about a species that's critically endangered, that's a really bad situation. So there was a vaccine that was rolled out in that scenario.
But Wendy says that's not typically the case.
It's impacting so many different species that vaccinating all animals is clearly not possible. But there are some countries that are already vaccinating poultry. It's not something that is approved within the U.S. yet, but that is something that's being discussed. And then for human health, there would be a different form of the vaccine that we already have for seasonal influenza. That groundwork has already been done. So there's already a seed stock to fairly rapidly grow up and roll out.
Wendy says the risk of widespread infections among humans is very low, and the few cases where transmission did happen are being investigated. Nonetheless, scientists are working together worldwide to decrease the threat to birds, other wildlife, and people.
I'm actually pretty impressed with how people have been so proactive in trying to reach across all these different agencies and to work together and to try to share info. Everybody is working their tail off.
Have more questions about bird flu? Listen to the season 6 finale of Bring Birds Back in your favorite podcast app or at birdnote.org. I'm Prabita Saha.